Well, one of the top stories kind of developed over the weekend and earlier this week, Star Tribune, Rochelle Olson came up, had a story regarding on what the NFL was asking for in the bids to host a Super Bowl, and it has caused a little bit of debate on some of what the NFL asks for cities and states and if they want to host the Super Bowl. And Rochelle joins us on the fan line. Hey, Rochelle, thanks for being on the program today.
You bet.
Biggest thing that you learned in this investigative story regarding the NFL and the Super Bowl?
Biggest thing? Well, I guess it would just be the cumulative effect of it all, that they had a lot of demands.
It was like 154 pages for the bid.
Right.
Like those
weren't all demands, but yes, it was an one of the things they wanted was a chart of temperatures in February for the past 10 years. It's like, well, cold. But but other things were, you know, more specific: the bowling alleys, the golf courses, the presidential suites, the police escorts, free parking, a hospitality house for their most honored guests. So I think it was just the totality of it all.
What is the reaction of the people in the Twin Cities? What has the pulse been like from what the feedback that you've been receiving?
Well, I mean, there's sort of a sense of, even among people who like football and the Super Bowl, and I mean, who doesn't watch it? But there's sort of a sense of a little bit of overkill with the demands from the NFL. But on the other hand, there's sort of, some people are kind of shrugging and be like, well, what'd you expect? I mean, they must be able to get these things if they're asking for them, because we were in competition with two cities for it. So it's a competitive process.
Is there concern that the city of Minneapolis, the state of Minnesota, may lose money by hosting the Super Bowl?
Well, of course. I mean, there are certainly people who will tell you they think it is going to be a losing proposition, but the people, the bid committee, the Vikings, the stadium people, you know, say they're going to raise the money to cover the costs, and it's going to be a net positive. I mean, I'm not sure how at the end of the day you calculate all this.
That's tough.
Who gets to say I was right? You can also, whether you believe in it or not, the sort of factoring in the intangibles of putting yourself up on that stage, and it sort of puts you in a different, well, I don't know if you're different, but it sort of puts you in a certain, at a certain level as a city, maybe. I mean, if you buy that, some people don't, but of course there are people who worry the cities will lose money.
Why has the NFL, because I had never seen this up until you guys were able to get a hold of it, I had never seen this before, Rochelle, and it almost seemed like the NFL had been keeping this under lock and key. Did you guys get the sense that, I mean, how did you guys come across it? Was it hard for you guys to get your hands on this and see all the demands that they were asking for?
You know, I don't know. I shouldn't really talk too much about how we got it, whether it was hard or easy. But, yeah, it's been, it's not something they give out, it's not something the NFL willingly gives out. I don't know that it's ever been released or in recent years or obtained in recent years, because there certainly seemed to be a lot of widespread interest in what was on it, which would suggest to me that other communities had not been able to obtain it in years past, but at least recently. They kept it. I asked for it before the bid in Atlanta for the decision, and the NFL, no, they're not going to release that. So, and they're a private organization, so we didn't really have an argument with them. But they've kept it pretty tight.
Yeah, and I mean, this, when I look at it, it definitely does not paint the NFL in a good light. I'm in the camp, Rochelle, that I'm a Vikings fan. I'm glad that they got the stadium. I'm glad for the community and everything that it's going to bring. But I see this, and I understand that there are some, like the security and the the police escorts and the counterfeiting, everything. But when you get to some of these just silly demands, that I kind of looked like the NFL, it's almost like, well, you know, you're going to have to do whatever we want, and we're going to dictate all the terms, or we're going to take our ball and we're going to bring it to Indianapolis or New Orleans or Houston or wherever else. I mean, did Minneapolis really have a choice?
Well, my thinking would be no, that we were in competition with New Orleans and Indianapolis, two cities that had recently hosted the game and knew what they had to do to get it. And, I mean, maybe I would assume it's changed from 20, 30 years ago, but I think in recent years, I'd expect the demands would be pretty similar, and they are able to get cities to compete to host the game. So they are in a position to make these demands, because apparently cities are willing to meet them on it.
You know, when it comes to the demands, we talk about all these demands that the NFL wants. A lot of those demands are being met by private donations. At least we're told by private donations. Is there something with public money that has spurred a lot of debate that, you know what, we can't do the Super Bowl because it costs too much public money or taxpayer money?
Well, I mean, there's one argument is that the public is and has put a lot of money in terms of it's the stadium, which is at a minimum $500 million in public money. But then there's also the NFL also wants tax breaks. They want tax breaks on tickets and events inside the stadium, which they're going to get. They also want tax breaks on ancillary events and tickets to those events, but that's still up for debate.
Mm-hmm.
With the legislature, whether that will have to be raised privately or whether the state's going to meet part of that. And they also want tax breaks on player salaries. And at the state capitol here, they've said, no, you can't. We're not going to go there. So that money's going to have to be raised privately. So, yeah, there's some public money in play.
I think a lot of folks, when it comes to the tax-free status, employees of the NFL getting tax-free status or reduced taxes, I think that will tick off a lot of folks on that because, you know, is the NFL a 501(c)? Are they a private company? But you know what? I guess it's the marketplace. You know, if supply and demand, if all you can do is ask, and the host city can say, no, we're not going to do it. But then you come up with the possibility that, you know what, they'll do it in Indy, they'll do it in New Orleans, and so you are kind of held by a rope on this.
Absolutely, right.
Good story, by the way, Rochelle. Good job on it.
Yeah, and
thank you.
And it was something that came out, and I'm sure the overwhelming, at least, response from here is just been. It's just kind of neat to see what the NFL is looking for, and I'd be very curious when it comes down the road, Rochelle, if we find out what demands that the Super Bowl committee and the Vikings were willing to concede and what they were willing.
The golf course thing might have been given up there. I don't think too many golf courses were open yet, so that one may be a tough one to go
well,
after.
No, they get those in the thing does specify that if it's a cold weather site, they get them in the fall or the summer.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So they've got that covered.
Hey, Rochelle, good stuff. Hey, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. We'll talk again down the road.
Okay, thanks.
Rochelle Olson, she's with the Minneapolis Star Tribune, coming up with a story about the NFL demands.